holiday version of Rosie on the House. Let's get straight to the call, and then I want to talk a little bit about ladder safety. But we've got RJ in Peoria calling because he wants to remodel for a new fig. And what do you think that is supposed to
mean? I think it's fridge.
Oh. Oh, I thought it said new fig.
Fridge.
Fridge.
What is it, RJ?
It's a refrigerator.
Refrigerator. All right. All right.
Yeah. What I'm thinking about doing is the new refrigerators out are like about five inches further. It comes further out, and I was thinking of going into the drywall and like a niche thing and push it back a little bit. But there's two problems: the water. The ice cubes and there's a clean out. And I was thinking of, I don't know, the plumbing situation, rerouting that, but I was thinking of moving the fridge over to the right and move my pantry cabinets, because I'm redoing the kitchen, put it in that spot, and maybe cut a hole for the clean out of, I guess, if you need to use it. I guess one other thing, possibility of moving it back is, on the other side of the wall is a third car garage. That's an office now. It's all enclosed and everything. I was thinking about maybe even putting in all the way across a closet, and that would be hiding the refrigerator anyways. Is it okay to have the refrigerator like open into the living space? On the backside?
Okay, so if I'm in this third car garage office, I would be looking at the under back belly side of your refrigerator?
The backside, but it's an office. It's not.
Okay.
It's a converted third car.
You could certainly do that. You could also take some 2.5 inch thick steel studs, frame it up, and throw sheetrock on one side of it and be done as well. Moving the clean out, RJ, is probably your biggest challenge in all of that, because it's, of course, connected to a drain line that's going into the slab. So that can be quite a bit of work.
Right.
Removing the box for the water ice maker is fairly easy. Probably relocating the electrical receptacle for the refrigerator is fairly easy. That clean out's going to be your biggest challenge. All you'll be able to do is open up the sheetrock and take a look and see what you've got to work with. But the idea of moving the refrigerator and allowing you to relocate the pantry closet right there might be a great one to consider.
And I would definitely go that route, because if you ever sell the home and the person doesn't want to use that garage as an office but actually wants to park in it, and it may even be a violation of code as is to cut that open, because you need a 1-hour fire barrier from the garage to home. If you're using it as an office, I you're on a thin red line. I don't know which way
you still
that would
have
go.
To maintain the 1-hour rating.
You do.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And so then if you would sell it, you would have to completely build a barrier around that refrigerator pop out, and you're setting yourself up for...
You can do it. I mean, it can be done. And of course, we'd want to verify whether or not that wall is load-bearing. It generally would not be the wall between the kitchen and the refrigerator. Between the kitchen and the garage, unless there's a roof line change right there. A lot of times they'll go from flat roof to a pitch roof right there, and that wall, in fact, is carrying a load. So, of course, we want to verify that as well, RJ.
Those little things, you know, the buying realtor will beat you up on those pretty hard.
Yeah.
But it's not that hard to get that 1-hour fire rating. It's just thicker drywall.
One of the things about remodeling always includes painting.
Yes.
Always includes painting. And one of the interesting emails we collected this week are just another testament of all the great uniqueness of Rosie on the House.
Yes, sir. RosieOnTheHouse.com/PPG. RosieOnTheHouse.com/PPG. If you type that in, you'll get to a page where you can download a coupon and print it, or right from your smartphone, take it into any PPG Pittsburgh paint store and get a special Rosie discount. Aaron from the North Phoenix area writes in and said, I wanted to give you a quick heads up. I had some painting in mind. I heard about your discount, so I thought, well, let's just go see what it'll do. I needed 15 gallons, and I walked in, had my Rosie coupon. They said it was going to save me $250, so I went ahead and bought the paint, and I'm ready to go. Now,
that's awesome.
They're only open till noon today, and this coupon's only good through the end of the month, which is Monday. So ooh, if you've got a painting project you're planning on doing or you need some paint for something, rosieonthehouse.com/PPG. Get into a – when you download that coupon, it'll give you all the store locations throughout Arizona.
Yeah.
A lot in Phoenix.
12 of them in Arizona.
Casa Grande, yep. Tucson.
Flagstaff.
So wherever you're listening to this broadcast, there's a PPG Pittsburgh paint store near you. Take that coupon in and save yourself a little money.
Now, this was one of the things, again, that are unique at Rosie on the House because – As a home remodeling contractor with an account at PPG Architectural Coatings store, they sent me this coupon and said, you, the professional painter, can get an additional discount. So I called PPG and I said, hey, you may have sent this to the wrong guy because now I want you to make it available to every homeowner in Arizona. And so it went back up the corporate ladder, and about 3 weeks later, we got an answer back and said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. We're going to offer every Arizona homeowner that listens to Rosie on the House the professional painter discount price for the PPG. And if you haven't painted with PPG products yet, you're missing literally a thrill.
I like what Dave Wade said. He says it's like applying butter.
It is.
It just coats it like butter.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.